Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Saturday, the 14th of December 2013, and I am standing on the top floor of the house. We have a three-storey house, and we're very, very close to the seaside. In fact, we're about 200 metres away from Clifftop, and then again from that, just a couple more short metres to the sea. So it's extremely windy and blustery and rainy here today, and hopefully you will be able to catch some of the ambient noise that I hear in my bedroom on a stormy or a windy day, which is one of the reasons why we tend to stick to the bottom floor of the house on a stormy day, because sometimes when it's exceedingly windy and the rain is coming down heavy, you can't even hear yourself think up the top of the house because we have a Velux window which is on the roof, and then we have a dormer window which looks out over the estate. So for the week ahead, I'm planning a couple of short blog posts on recipes. There will be hopefully some ideas for some last minute Irish gifts that you can pick up in and around the Dublin area, but should be available to you by post. We are on the wind up to Christmas here. I finished up on a couple of projects in the last week, so hopefully it'll give me a little bit more time to, I suppose, homemake and nurture the things that I've put on hold up until now. The kids are wired. Well, the smaller two kids are wired. The two-year-old keeps on going around going, "Santa, a Christmas, a Santa, a tree, a bauble." Bauble is his favourite word at the moment. And he just loves everything lights, glittering, Santa, absolutely everything related to that. We didn't actually bring him to see Santa yet. I'm not sure if we will do, but he's very excited. The five-year-old is very, very excited about Santa. He's hoping against all hopes that Santa brings him a particular present that he has in mind. But as I've mentioned before, Santa only brings surprises in our house. So there's a small amount of doubt niggling there in the back of his mind. The 14-year-old, though, hasn't really got into the spirit of Christmas so much. She's mulling over the junior certificate mocks that'll happen just after the Christmas. And I guess she's still going to school now for another week, as is the 5-year-old. But she's still in and out of school and the pressure is on now. It's junior cert year. So I think she's kind of struggling a little bit. I know for us, when we get to next weekend, when we have our family Christkindle party, when we all gather together in the one house and we share the Christkindle presents with each other, that it'll make things a little bit more Christmassy. It's a long week now ahead, the last week of school. We've just come through a week of my husband either working late at night or being out volunteering late at night. So, and he's also working again today. It's a busy period for him. It comes in swings and roundabouts. Sometimes the summer can be quite quiet. So it means that it's tougher on us because we're here at home, and it's very hard to get into the spirit because really we're kind of just trundling along from hour to hour, just trying to get to bedtime, particularly when the weather is this bad and the boys have been a little bit under the weather as well. So the 5-year-old has had yet another recurrence of problems with his ears. We've got a hearing test for him in Temple Street this week, in the week coming. We are on a waiting list for an appointment to see the ENT surgeon in the local paediatric hospital, but we will get seen by an audiologist sooner, so we're hoping that they will hopefully be able to help us out. He does have some hearing loss, but we're not sure whether it's related to ear, nose and throat problems or not. So once we get that sorted out, then hopefully he'll get seen by a surgeon sooner. He's really struggling with the infections, and in the past 3 weeks he's missed 7 days of school, which is an awful lot when you're in junior infants. And obviously it's tough going when he's here all the time. He requires an awful lot of stimulation mentally and physically, and when he's under the weather and I can't let him out in the rotten weather like that, when he's not feeling wonderful, then he has an awful lot of pent up extra energy, and we just have this too small enough living areas downstairs in the house, so we have to come up with alternative ways to keep the brain and the body occupied. So I was going to go out to the supermarket and pick up a couple of bits, but as you can hear the wind, and it is raining, but it's not raining heavily, I'm thinking that I'll probably stay in the house. It's not urgent, that's not what I need. It's nothing really, really urgent. I've got enough milk and bread in the house, and I've got the makings of milk of bread and whatever I need in the house. So I think I might just hold off for another day or so before I go out to the supermarket and do a little bit of homemaking instead. So I'm off downstairs now to finish cleaning off the kitchen. The 14-year-old has been helping me out with that this morning. The 2-year-old needs to go to bed for his nap. I'll probably get the 5-year-old to decorate some cookies, and I'll start getting a pizza dough together. The kids love it when they have a pizza night. Us, on the other hand, well, I took out 2 T-bone steaks from a beef box that we collected during the week. Really, really looking forward to this. We tried some mince from the beef box back, I think it was Wednesday. It was lovely. The steaks now are a real treat. We very, very, very rarely have steak. It's too expensive, but as it happened, it came in the beef box, so that's going to be a real treat. So I better peel up some spuds and make a nice, maybe mustardy mash. So whatever you're up to for the week ahead, have a great one. You'll find me on all social networks as Wholesome Ireland, except for Twitter, where you'll find me as @WholesomeIE.